I started off just as a customer service and moved up to general manager. You know, so I moved up twice during that time there, and it just felt as if they weren't trying to move me up anymore. And on top of that, I know that I can give more to the world.
Welcome back to Raw Success, where we have dynamic conversations with the intention to empower you to be the best version of yourself. Yes, yo, sir. Matt, what it is, my brother?
What's going on, brother?
Shout out to my man, Coach, on the board, too. We appreciate you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
So, last conversation that we had, man, everybody was hitting me up, dropping messages, talking about, yo, you left us on a cliffhanger style. You know what I mean? Because the last thing we spoke about was how you left your job and how I was on the phone with you while you were walking out. So, tell the people, walk us through that whole thing. So you were about to make tenure.
Yes.
Right? Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And you decided, nah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Walk us through that whole journey, family.
So it was just, we know what we're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
I was at that job, as mentioned, going on 10 years at that point. Mm-hmm. And it was just reflective. I started off just as a customer service and moved up to general manager. You know, so I moved up twice during that time there. And it just felt as if they weren't trying to move me up anymore. And on top of that, I know that I can give more to the world versus just being there selling books.
Now, hold up, Mac. Not to cut you, pardon self. There's so much to unpack, right?
Yeah.
And you're dropping gems.
Uh-huh.
You're dropping gems as you're speaking. And I know you're getting somewhere. And please don't lose your thought.
Okay.
So you started off as a salesman.
Yes.
Okay. You moved up to general manager.
I moved up to store manager and then general manager.
Store manager and general. That's big. We can't just walk over that. So we have to discuss some things in between. So, first of all, how long did it take you to get from sales to store manager to general manager?
So from sales to store manager, it probably took maybe 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
The store manager from that store got promoted. And one good thing about that company is they wanted to give the people that were there the opportunity first versus just going out and hiring elsewhere, you know, for somebody for the position. So the store manager spoke highly of me. Mm-hmm. They went, they talked to me about it. And, you know, I was like, yeah, why not? I'm here anyway. You're going to give me more money. Who's going to say no? You know?
It's a win. It's a win.
Yeah.
Now, again, right, I like to unpack things.
Yes.
What qualities did you exhibit? What did you do to even get to the point where you can be mentioned in that conversation?
You know, you show up. You show up, you show those abilities that you have already to lead. And no matter what it is.
So, not to cut you, right?
Yes.
And I hope y'all not, like, yo, let the man speak. You know what I'm saying? Yo, because I listen to Drink Champs and they tell Nori, like, so you read in the comments, like, damn, Nori be cutting the speakers off. But I'm really striving to unpack this thing.
Yeah.
See, I actually converse with a lot of people that don't know what's inside of them. They're just like, yo, I don't know what qualities I have. They're in totally dark. So you are like, I'm gonna say a small percentage of people who's self-aware.
Uh-huh.
So let's unpack it a little bit more. What are those leadership qualities that you were manifesting at your job? Or what qualities, what actions, like walk us through that whole journey of the 3 years.
So that realization on what it takes to just run a store and to be looked on as a leader actually came a few years before that, when I was working at a clothing store. And there was an acronym. And still to this day, this is about maybe 15 years after, but it still stuck with me. There's an acronym, and that acronym is GUEST, okay? Mm-hmm. And with GUEST, everybody that comes into your store is your guest. So, and that could be whatever business you're in. It doesn't have to be retail. I mean, me in real estate now, every client is also a guest. And when you break down guest, it goes first, the G, which is the introduction, is you greet. All right?
Yo, you dropping gems. Then, take notes.
Then the U is you uncover their needs. Okay? The E is to exceed their expectation. And that's the most important one that I think really helped get me to where I am now. Even in real estate, I always look to go that extra mile because that's what they're going to remember you for.
Yeah.
Okay. So the E is exceed their expectation. The S is show them, you know, the product, show them the service, whatever it is that you're providing. And then the T, after you finish the transaction, just to thank them and keep the that rapport. So that acronym always stuck with me. And I actually, when I was promoted to a store manager, one thing we switched around was we made sure to call our client, our customers, guests, you know, and they just felt more welcome.
So that's powerful. You see why I wanted to unpack that. I wasn't cutting the brother off. I know y'all wanted to. I know y'all want to get to the point. You know, there's people like my son who's 18 years old, just starting their journey in life.
Yes.
You know, I have a daughter who goes to Temple University. She's 20,
yes.
You know, and so forth, right? And even, I would say even people my age, I can take that on, you know, that what that acronym represents and how you applied it. So I just think that it's important to really give them a clear picture of how you were operating. So that's great. So you got that. So that's all right. So now finish your story. So now you're a store manager.
Yes.
And more moolah.
Yes, always being just customer service based first. Everything else, managing the store and all of that, that comes secondary. Your clients have to be first because without the clients, there's no income. Without there's no income, there's no need. So just going away, I was at, hopefully I could just say this store, but I was at Dollar Tree. Earlier today, and they literally had a line, maybe 30 people just waiting in the line. And they had several employees there doing other stuff, trying to keep the store clean. And I understand you have to do all of those things. But like while sitting in that line, I was just thinking, look, if I was the store manager here, everybody stop what you're doing. Get this line down. Keep the customers happy. Keep them coming back. And then we can get back to doing everything else that we need to do. But people are so worried about leaving on time, leaving right when their shift ends, that they put everything else behind them. And sometimes that's the customers, and you can't do that in any industry.
Right. Because I'm going to tell you, if that's me, I'm like, yo, I'll probably, because my time is valuable. And you know how I move, my brother, like I'm all about punctuality.
Yes,
sir. So if I'm somewhere and I got to wait in line, and it's possibly making me late. I mean, you already know you got to leave wiggle room for things like that to happen.
Yes.
But I'm like, yo, I'm not coming back to the store.
Yeah, exactly. And other people are going to think that way. You know, you feel that you're not important if you see other people working and they're tending to other things while you're there waiting. So,
right.
You know, just that mindset and taking that as the store manager led to us increasing our numbers. We had people, because this was in the airport, so a lot of the clients are repeat customers, so they look forward to coming into the bookstore. And we made it our own, because something else that I think helped me and helped my employees at the time have a solid relationship was, yes, this is business. Yes, we have to do what we have to do. But we can have fun as well. I think if you include fun in what you're doing, it makes the time go by easier, and it makes you appreciate the job more.
Ah, wow. Okay. So now, when you went from store manager to general manager, you're just doing basically the same thing, just living out that guest acronym.
Exactly.
Managing your employees, making sure that everybody's having fun, and it's a safe space,
yes.
fun place to work, come to work too.
Yes.
Great. So how long did that take to get from store manager to general manager?
It was about another maybe 2 or 3 years as the general manager. Wow. So at that point, I was going about maybe 6 or 7 years in that store.
Wow. So where I come from, right? I'm from Paterson, New Jersey. You made it to the promised land. You're a general manager at a store. You're about to make tenure. You know, you're solid. That's it. You're set. Now, tell us about the decision to walk out. Now, I know you mentioned like you knew you could contribute more, but what does that exactly mean? You know, you can contribute more. How are you aware that you can contribute more? How are you aware of what you can contribute? And still, how did you muster the courage to say, I'm doing it? And I'm calling my man True while I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I mean, there's just so much to unpack. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm an avid reader, as you know, as the books say, and I know you are the same.
Absolutely.
And with reading, it gives you courage, it gives you enthusiasm, and it's also reflective. I mainly read nonfiction books, whether it's a business, self-help, or a biography. Mm-hmm. And that, since, you know, where we come from, we're not around as many successful people, unfortunately, growing up. Maybe as we age, that changes.
Right.
But in our younger years, it's not like that. So the way that I was able to surround myself with those like minds and with people I strive to be was through reading about them.
Mm-hmm.
And that had the dual effect of injecting confidence within me and making me want more out of myself and out of life. I had a daughter at that point as well. And as you know, once you bring another life into this world, those responsibilities and that change. So, you know, that all helped me.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And when you decided to leave, did you have a plan? Or did the plan come after?
I had a plan. I had a plan. It was twofold. So in one aspect, it was just like, okay, look, I'm about to be 10 years here. And I just made a promise to myself, like, I'm not going to be at this job for 10 years. And literally the day before me being employed there for 10 years, I let them know, you know, I wrote a letter thanking them, you know, for the opportunity. I told them if they need assistance in training the new manager, you know, I'm more than happy to assist.
Wow.
But then I let them on that final day before 10 years, that's when I told them I wouldn't be coming back.
Yeah. And you know, and that's fire too, because I know people personally that would have got themselves fired so they could collect.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or whatever, you know, mess up so they can collect. You did it with your head up high. For me, and I was about to say, no disrespect to whoever did it like that, but to me, you did it like a man. You did it with honor. Like, no, I'm walking away with integrity.
Yeah. So I did have a plan, you know, so before I reached that point, I got my real estate license. On my breaks, I would be there studying for the exam. While there, I would step out, you know, and that was one of the lucky parts about being in the manager position. It gave me the freedom to move a little bit. So I would try to talk to clients on my break. If somebody calls, I'll step out and speak to them and do what I have to do, you know, to build that relationship. So I started a little bit with the momentum of real estate. And then, you know, just once I saw it was 10 years, I was like, yes, now's the time.
Well, there you have it, family. If you like what you heard, please press subscribe. Now you see how it happened, how it unfolded, how he got to the top, to the cap of his game, and how he chose to leave. Now, the next conversation that we'll have next episode, why real estate?
Okay.
Peace and power. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Raw success. Any last words?
To follow your dreams, follow your heart. You know, like you were put on this earth for more than what you're doing, especially if you're not happy with what you're doing. So, yes, it takes risk, but with risk comes reward. And, you know, there's things between that. It's not just risk and reward. It's consistency. It's sacrifice. That comes before the reward as well. But eventually, if you imply all of that, reward does come.
Let's get in. We're going to get into it. Yes. Peace and power.
Peace.